Call It Wonder, An Odyssey of Love, Sex, Spirit, and Travel by Kate Evans. For Dave. Don't call it uncertainty, call it wonder. Don't call it insecurity, call it freedom. Osho. This is a true story, as true as memory can be. To write this book, I relied primarily on my memories, but also on the blog I've kept since 2008 and the journals that I kept since 1970 and that have since met their demise. In addition, I consulted with several people who appear in these pages. I have changed some names and identifying details. I take full responsibility for the strengths and defects of my remembrances and the ways I chose to tell them. For all narratives are constructed. If they weren't, they'd be as long as life. Chapter 1, The Trip of a Lifetime. You wrote, I enter upon and look around. I believe you are not all that is here. I believe that much unseen is also here. Walt Whitman. I awake to a Charlie horse in my thigh. I've had a few Charlie horses in my life, the bizarre, uncontrollable bulging of a muscle, especially when I was a teenage synchronized swimmer, spending dehydrating aerobic hours in the water, flexing and contracting my legs. Sometimes the cramp happened at home, sometimes in the pool. I'd be on my back, hands cupped and sculling hard, my legs straight up in ballet position, my toe pointed hard as a gymnast, and as though it had a mind of its own, my calf muscle would fist up, curling and turning tightly beneath my skin like a fetus beneath a belly. Sometimes it happened in the middle of the night, jolting me awake. That's what I think is happening this early morning, a Charlie horse. I'm 50 years old. My first thought is to jump from bed. Yet suddenly I know that would be impossible. As I am pulled from sleeping into waking, it dawns on me I am not experiencing your ordinary Charlie horse. Something is different, significantly different. The muscle spasm grips not only my leg, but soon I realize my whole body, every muscle, every inch of skin, every internal organ, it seems, is seizing, transmuting from supple to solid. My toes cross, my fingers curl, an electrical force stampedes through me, a roaring, like the mysterious force of the world unleashed, fills my head. I try to yell out. An uncanny bellow emerges, a noise not belonging to me. It's as though I'm simultaneously struck by lightning and run over by a truck. Oh my God, I'm having a stroke or a seizure. There is no way to seize this hurricane barreling through my body. This force will run its own course, and it's going to take me with it, no matter what I do. I'm certain I'm dying. A memory surfaces. It's the memory of a dream I'd been having moments ago, of Gabrielle, my mentor, my friend, my other mother. She's been dead for 5 months. Cancer carried her away. In the dream, she was aglow with health and light and love. Incredibly, right before I awakened into this bodily nightmare, as I was poised on the pinpoint between life and death, she said to me, "The veil between the worlds is thinner than you think. When you really look, you can see the perfect beauty in it all. Moving from one state to the next is like lifting a gauze curtain. There is no reason, ever, to be afraid of dying." The dream felt so real, more like a visitation than a dream, spoken to me moments before from another realm. Her words resonate through the rock of my body, despite the deafening roar that shrouds me. "I have been living my authentic life," says a voice. This voice is somehow internal and external, somehow mine and not mine. "I've been saying yes to life. I have no regrets. We all must go sometime. It's okay. Release to this experience. Release. Release. No matter what, you are all right." As though this mine, not mine voice waves a magic wand, fear melts away. I know I am on the brink of an adventure, the greatest adventure of all. It's as though I am poised at the top of life's roller coaster, suspended between ascent and descent. The liminal space, that profound pause, that border that's both here and there.